Instances of cyberbullying are on the rise for our middle schoolers and our high schoolers. Joining us right now with a look at some of the numbers from a new federal report that came out yesterday from ABC News, Sherry Preston. Sherry, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Paul. Yeah, what we're looking at here is new numbers from the Education Department, and they looked at the most recent year was 2016 and 17. 20% of kids between the ages of 12 and 18 were bullied during the school year, and of those, 15% said that they were bullied online or by a text, and that's a 3.5% jump from 2 years earlier. You know, more cell phone use by kids could mean more bullying. That could be what it is. It also is something that we've talked about before. It's easier to do if you don't have to worry about the physical repercussions of bullying somebody online. It sort of removes the personal experience. But, you know, what they're showing is that, you know, while bullying has sort of remained constant for a while, there has been an uptick in bullying online, on social media, and when you get on the computer.
And, you know, people have argued, well, there's always been bullying. There's been bullies, you know, ever since there's been kids. And while that's true, cyberbullying takes it to a different level, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it should be noted that most bullying does take place in person, including in classrooms, in hallways, on in the playground, or, you know, when you're outside in the lunchroom. And bullying, we should also say, includes things like being insulted, being threatened, excluded from certain activities. And things like that can happen online frequently if you are online frequently. Another statistic from this said that women or girls, young girls, experience it more than boys do, and it's also more prevalent in high school than it is in middle school. To combat this, one of the things that, you know, Instagram, which is a social media, obviously, you know, platform, what it has started doing is it is using AI to kind of look at what you are about to put on Instagram, and it will stop and ask you, are you sure you want to post that?
Wow.
The idea being that maybe it won't stop you from posting it, but at least it will make you think about it for 5 seconds or so before you're going to actually put that on somebody's page. It uses certain algorithms to look up words that, you know, and phrases and how it would be to ask you if you're sure you want to do it. It's only been around for about a week now, so people are trying it out and seeing what they think of it.
Well, that's really interesting. Because these numbers are generated by the Education Department, I wonder if they'll take a look at this and see if there's something that could be done nationally in schools to try to cut down the amount of bullying.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've been talking about it for quite a while, and the thing is, if you talk to kids, you know, those who are in high school now, or, you know, older high school kids, and those younger, most certainly, they've grown up with this. They've grown up with having to learn how to navigate the world of social media and being online and bullying online because they've had it throughout their whole lives. I mean, I remember, you know, classmates of my son, there was a whole issue when it came to sexting, and there was an issue when it came to, you know, classmates and you know, whether or not people were being picked on online. And it's really something that kids have had to navigate now that they're older. A lot of them do kind of step away from the social media for a while, but they keep in mind, you know, that when you are online, a lot of people don't realize that there is somebody on the other end, and that's what they're trying to say when it comes to cyberbullying.
Yeah, something as parents, we need to learn to navigate as well, because oftentimes the kids are a little more tech-savvy than we are, or we're just not paying attention to what they're doing with their nose in that phone 24/7.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, a lot of people say that the entire platform of Twitter is just one big insult after another. you know, one person says something, somebody else says something else, and there's just really no thought given to, you know, the person who is on the other end. I mean, yeah. You know, and the idea of saying, well, are you sure you want to do this, might be something that wouldn't just be good for Instagram. It would definitely be good for, you know, a Twitter or a Facebook or anything like that. But, you know, once it seems like kids, you know, you look at what Instagram is doing, and once the, you know, the Instagram says, yes, we want to do that, well, guess what? Now we've got TikTok. Now we've got, yeah, you know, Slack. We've got a new things that come up every day. And so what they're doing to help address it is also an issue as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Interesting food for thought, Sherry. Thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it very much.
Okay. All right, take care.
Take care. Bye now.